Welcome to the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. I'm your host, Vin, and today I am joined by the Body and Beyond coaches, Nikhil, Sadie, and Leon.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
And today is episode 4. So, well, I think, episode 4. Definitely episode 4, right?
It definitely is, you're right.
Yeah, so today, well, we had a conversation off the podcast, but Nikhil said he had something to share he wanted to talk about on today's episode. So, Nikhil, I'm going to hand it over to you to let us know what you wanted to discuss on today's podcast.
Okay, yeah. So, a little bit of a backstory. I was at work, I think some point last week, and I was talking to a few of my colleagues about just health, fitness, and other things in general. And they were telling me, oh, yeah, but you're young, you know, you've got all the time in the world. When you get to a certain age, you know, there's no point in doing it and we can't do it and things along those lines. So I thought it would be a good topic to discuss amongst ourselves.
Well, it's a shame that all of us are similar ages. Otherwise, we could have got a difference of opinion on here. But we're all quite young. So we're all, pre-30 and post what? Who's the youngest in 25?
25, yeah.
Sadie, yeah.
Yeah, so 25. Yeah.
But so, I feel like these conversations, I don't know, have you ever heard a similar conversation go on around you or had someone say similar things to you?
Yeah,
people say all the time.
Yeah. It's quite common, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's something I hear quite a bit amongst like a lot of people, especially when it comes to things like work. So you hear it sometimes with body, but not all. I think it's something that you hear less and less of with health and fitness, because a lot of people who go older in life tend to have a more reason to look after their health. So like they have grandchildren or they have young children themselves, and they see that their health is more important than when they did maybe when they were younger. So I don't really hear it too much with adults about like trying to get into shape or looking after their health or fitness, because I think most people tend to see it as an important thing. But I definitely see it with things like work. People feel like they have to stay where they are or they can't change something, things like that. I mean, so how did the conversation finish? Like what happened, Nikhil, then?
Well, it was kind of, I was explaining to them about how I was watching what I was eating, because I was I think they caught me scanning my food onto my fitness pal, and they asked, what are you doing? And I was like, just in conversation, I was like, oh, you guys should give it a go. And then that's where the conversation started. You know, oh, we don't have time, you know, when you get to a certain age, things just don't work, and you know, it doesn't work how you want it to, etc. So the conversation kind of went down the line of, you know, me saying, yeah, okay, fine, it may take a bit longer for you to do things now that you're older. It may not be as quick as when you were 21 or when you were 18, but you know, you should still go for it and still give it a go.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people listening to this generally tend to be older than us. So they might be just screaming down their headphones or screaming at their phone or whatever they're listening to, telling us that they do have a slower metabolism than us. And it is easier for us to like get into shape and do things. And especially like, I know my situation has recently changed with Sky being around, but before that, we didn't really have a lot of stress in terms of like children. There's not much responsibility apart from turning up to work, sorting out things like that, and, you know, paying the bills that we do have. But apart from that, there's not much stress going on in context of someone who's looking after a home, has like a partner that they live with, they have children to take care of, and maybe like elderly parents they might be looking after, and other things that might be going on in their head as well.
Yeah, I must admit, I do understand when people say like it is harder for them in terms of time maybe and all these other stresses. I definitely understand where they're coming from. I'm sure, like, Vinay, for you, since obviously things in your situation have changed a little bit, you kind of can understand maybe it's not as hard. I mean, maybe it's not as easy to get to the gym like you was before and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Like I've had to reduce the amount of time I train in terms of like the number of days I do in the week, because it's just it's not that it's hard. I could definitely find time. It's just right now, it's just early days and I'd rather be at home a bit more. So that's the only reason really. But I definitely understand that it is a lot harder. I think one thing that a lot of people will be saying is their metabolism's a lot slower than a younger person's would
that's
be.
That's what I got as
so,
well.
Yeah, so say someone who's 50-something, their metabolism, which is true, their metabolism is slower than someone who's 20. But that being said, let's kind of put this myth to bed before we continue. It's only a small difference. So, and when I say small difference, it might be from a 20-year-old to a 55-year-old, there might be a couple hundred or even less in terms of like, if you match weight, if you match height, then it's very, very minute. The difference it makes in terms of how much calories you burn each day.
A couple hundred calories a day.
Yeah, maybe even less. I think I'd have to work it out, but I'm sure it's less than that.
Yeah.
Age doesn't make a huge difference in terms of your metabolism. Yeah. I think what does, though, with age, the factors of lifestyle.
Mm.
So when you think of yourself as a 20, even younger than us, let's say you're 22 years old, you've just finished uni, you know, you're more active in terms of like you move around a lot more because where the type of job you have, or you're on the train commuting or whatever it is, you're just a bit more active.
Right.
When you go out on the weekends, you might be going out, evenings, you might go out, and you just tend to move around a little bit more. And the type of food that you eat, because you're just maybe taking care of your own nutrition rather than a family's nutrition, it might be easier for you to manage your nutrition. So those lifestyle factors make a big difference. Whereas as you get older, I'm not saying this is the case for everyone, but you might not go out after work because you go home straight to see your family.
Mm.
You drive a lot more. Your job, you might have a job that's more desk-based.
Yeah.
Rather than like, let's say someone who's doing a part-time job in a retail kind of thing. So your lifestyle definitely changes. You might not be on your feet as much. When you do go out to eat, you have more money. So you tend to eat out a little bit more. You have a bit more of an expendable income. The types of activities you do mature as well. So rather than going out drinking with friends and being out dancing, I'm not stereotyping, but generally you might go out to eat with friends rather than go out to a nightclub.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And you, that sort of thing. And then those little subtle factors that change in your lifestyle tend to make a massive difference in the number of calories you burn in the day. So yeah, that's what makes a difference to your metabolism rather than your age making a big difference directly to your metabolism.
Okay, so my question to you three is, we've like covered the technicalities of it. So we know now that, you know, the metabolism thing isn't all that different if you had two identical people, same height and weight. And we know that it may be down to maybe your lifestyle and your activity levels as you get older, they may tend to decrease. So why is it still that some people in that older age bracket still feel like it's still too late for them? Why do you think that?
I think that's partly down to, like what you were saying before, where as you get older, when you have children and things like that, it's more a fear of, there's more people to let down. Whereas when you're younger, like now, I have no children, no one who really depends on me. So it's
okay.
It's more of, like with my mum, for example, she said that there's certain things she wanted to do in her career, but she's saying that now she's too old because she's got children, and she wasn't able to maybe take those risks because she had children. Whereas when you're younger...
Ooh, yeah, so like a fear thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly, so...
I think also people, as they get older, they tend to put other people first.
100%.
So like, again, if you have got families and kids and or whatever it is, like a lot of people, and I hear it a lot from our members as well, they go, oh, well, like I cook for my husband, or I'll make sure my kids are okay first. And then if I have time, I will. Like, I think a lot of the time as people get older, they put themselves second, which is a big factor in maybe why people still find it harder to do these things.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. These are all... As now I'm going to play the big bad wolf because I think these are all valid reasons. They're definitely reasons, but at the end, they're still excuses, because even I've got excuses right now with the way my kind of situation is at home in terms of like doing things for myself and eating well. So it's, you know, what I'm trying to get at is that at the end, it's up to you You have to do what's most important to you. So while someone might say, oh, it's too late for me because I'm old, they're choosing to accept that belief that they have. And it might be true for them. So their reason could be that it's too late for me to, you know, change my body and start dieting and eating well. And, you know, I've done the damage. I don't have the time. I have kids to take care of. I have people to cook for at home. I can't just look after my own meal.
Yeah.
Now, while that is all true, it's still excuses that you're giving yourself. So they're true excuses, but they're still excuses. Yeah. Do you see what I mean? If you really, really wanted to, you could change them. Like, and that might have a negative impact on your life. Like, can you imagine, like, if you did have a husband, you did have children, and, like, you sacrifice taking your child to their favorite swimming class or their favorite activity or even something like tuition, and then you went to the gym. And then when you did come home, you made your own food rather than making food for the rest of your family. It's going to have a massive negative impact on your life. So they would still change their body.
Yeah, definitely.
And they wouldn't let the excuses get in the way, but they'd be probably a shitty parent.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to get at is that while they don't have to do that and sacrifice, you know, looking after their family, they could do something if they wanted to. So, yeah, I just see it as an excuse because it's something they don't want to do.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
It's really nice of because Leon had fears. Sadie had, you know, they want to put other people first. Vinay, straight away, it's an excuse.
Well, if I'm being honest, I know. Hear me out. So we all have these things. Like, so let's put it this way as well. So right now, I've been saying since the start of this year, I'm getting closer and closer to being like going towards full dad bod. Like my body fat's getting higher. I wouldn't say my strength and fitness has suffered massively because it doesn't if you have like a little break from training. Like I've been training consistently for like 5 years. So that's not going to have a big impact, but definitely body wise, my waist is growing and my cheeks look a bit chubbier and my pecs look softer and things like that. So, but I've been saying since Sky's born, no, I'm not going to let it go that way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And every single week in my own head, I make an excuse about why I can't do something. So last week I trained twice and I was meant to go three times. So Friday, it came and I said, would you like, basically I was going to train after I finished, training people at the gym. And it was only midday, but we were going out in the evening on Friday. So my partner, she doesn't like getting in the shower and leaving Sky on her own just yet. So she was like, oh, when will you be home so I can get in the shower and get ready to go out in the evening? So I said to her, would you like me to skip my session so that I could come home and you can get in the shower? So that was one excuse I used. And although it was a valid excuse, I was being kind, I was being nice, you know, trying to think of her, but I even said to her, like, I can train on Sunday when I knew it would be more difficult for me to train on Sunday. I could go in the morning, I could wake up. But when you don't have, like, you know, there was no reason for me to wake up early on that Sunday. I still ended up, then I skipped that Sunday as well.
Yeah.
So, like, I bought it on myself with the excuses I used. And even though there were valid excuses, I could have still, you know, I could have had a half an hour workout rather than no workout. I could have, you know, trained at home, but I still decided not to. So I let excuses get in the way and I gave myself reasons for not doing what I wanted to do. And every single week it's been the same. So the point I'm trying to make is while these excuses and things are always, you know, they're true, they're 100% true because you believe them, you still have the power to change them. If you really, really want to, you have the power to change them. It's just, it's not a priority to you. Yeah. So while Nikki, you're at work measuring your food intake, it's not a priority to the mum who might be 45 with three children and a husband. And, you know, she doesn't give a two hoots about, you know, measuring her food. She cares about, you know, making it through the day without like whatever her goal is. Do you get what I mean? It's just a different, when you make something an importance to you.
Priorities differ. So you three are quite experienced as coaches. So what would be each of your number one reasons to the people that are listening now, you would give them why it's not too late.
How do you mean? I don't...
So if you were talking to someone and they were saying this to you, what would you say to them? So we've discussed about, you know, like the reasons why they feel it's too late and the reasons which may prevent them from reaching their health and fitness goals. But if you're speaking to this imaginary person right now, what one thing would you say to them to convince them that actually it's not too late?
Leon, what would you say?
That's a good question. Thanks for throwing at me first, Vinay.
You stay silent for a reason.
No,
I think I've got something to say.
Yeah, I feel like I talk too much on this podcast. So I was like trying to give it to someone else.
I know. Yeah, it's a good question, Nikhil. I would probably say it's, for one, the science behind it, without getting too complicated, will tell you that it's not too late. Particularly with health and fitness. Working in the gym, I constantly hear like people coming in who are slightly of an older age say that, oh, it's too late for them to go into like the weight area and things like that. And I always try and explain to them that it's not, it's just, you just got to make adaptions and allow for like more recovery time and things like that. Just knowing how to sort of do things no matter what age you are, but just understand how your body works and things like that.
Yeah.
I also think adding to that is that it's important to remind them like that it doesn't matter what you do or how many days you train or like what small changes you're making to your nutrition and your food, as long as you're doing what you can manage, what you can fit into your lifestyle and what is going to make the changes for you. I think some people overthink things and make things too hard for themselves, which makes it harder for them to think, that it is too late, like, for them. But I think it's important to remember that actually just do what's sustainable and what you can fit into your lifestyle. So whether that means training just once a week or twice a week, or whatever it may be, I think people just they just overcomplicate it a little bit too much.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Start thinking small first rather than...
Yeah, and just do what you can manage with yourself and your lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And to add to that, what I would probably say as well, before you do any of that, is have a think about, do you actually want this? Because if say you're saying it's too late for me, I can't be bothered to do that, then fine. That's it. That's good. If that's what makes you happy, like you don't want to look after your health or you don't want to get fitness or you don't want to get fit or you don't want to change your body and you're happy with that, then... Yeah, it is too late for you because that's what you're choosing to accept. You're staying away that you want to be. So then there's nothing wrong with it. But if it's something you actually hate, so this applies to anything. You go to work and you hate your job, but you feel like it's too late for you to change it, or you've made your bed and this is where you have to lay. Or whether it's with fitness or your health or your body, like, or even with your relationship. If you feel that like it's something that you don't want to do and that's making you unhappy in life, then think about what would make you happy. What is it that you want to change? And then really have a think about those whys. So let's say for this person who spoke to you, Nikhil, said to you that they're it's too late for them because they don't have the time or whatever it is. They're older now. If the... like getting into shape is really important to them, they need to think about why it's so important that they get into shape. So what would it do for them in their life? So would it make their life better in terms of like, can they play with their children?
Yeah.
Can they, you know, will they be around for them when they're older? Are they, you know, is it going to bring them closer to their partner because they have more confidence with their body? Is it going to make them more confident at work? All these things that you have to think about, the reasons for doing it as opposed to the reasons for not doing it. When you focus your attention on why you shouldn't do something, you'll make up excuses and you'll find reasons for why you shouldn't always. It happens every single time. Whereas when you look for reasons to do something, then what happens is you do it. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Your effort goes where your attention is focused.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And that's why I think like we do with our members at the beginning, before they like start with their coaching with us, we always make them obviously write down their whys for why they are doing it. And I do think like looking back at that and reminding yourself of the reasons you first kind of made helps you kind of stay on track and do it in the first place.
Yeah. And exactly. I think when you think about the ultimate reason why somebody wants to do something in terms of like when they're late in their age, it's like, or late, I don't mean late in their life. I mean, like just as they get older, and they're not happy with something, is to become happy. So like nowadays, like when you know, when you're young, you think 30 is old, like, and now we're closer to 30. Like it doesn't, I don't feel like any different to like last year or the year before, like in terms of, I don't feel old. I thought by the age of 30, that's it for me. Like as in if I haven't achieved my life goals and my body goals, or I didn't have body goals when I was younger, but like as in life goals, I should say more. I thought that's it. I'm finished. That's my life done. That I have to achieve, make, do all these achievements. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm excited to see what happens in life by 70 or by 80, because if like, you know, just to see what we've done in the life that we've had already. And if you think that most, on average, most people live to about, I think the stat for men is about 80 something, but if you're fit and healthy, you might live beyond that age anyway. So there's a shitload of time to go still before I hit the grave. And when you think of it like that, like, do I want to live an unhappy life for the rest of my life? Or should I do something to change it? Is the attitude that you should have if you're someone who's thinking it's too late for me? Because it's not too late for you. You're not old. I don't care if you're 50, you're 60, you're 70. Even if you've got 5 years left to live,
that's a very,
like, don't you want to make that? Yeah, like, don't you want to make that last 5 years of your life amazing? What?
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with demanding more.
It's a good mindset to have.
Mm. Yeah, like
I was just gonna say it's. I was just gonna say as well. Yeah, it is in the mindset as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's being a defeatist or being an optimist. Like, some people are just naturally wired to look at things in a negative light. And then some people aren't. Like, you guys know me, I'm very optimistic in terms of like almost a dreamer in terms of like the ideas I have and the ways I speak about life. Like, I'm not a pessimist and I don't look at things like, oh yeah, that's just going to go bad. Like, I always think that it will go, like, I played the lottery about 4 times in my life, I think. And every single time I genuinely thought I was going to win.
But it's like, a good way to look at it.
Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I actually thought that I would win every single time I played. Because I just believe that things will go good as opposed to it will go bad. So when you have that attitude, like, it's just hard to like kind of understand why someone would say, you know, it's too late for me. I get why someone says that. I just wish they wouldn't say it, because I personally want everyone to lead a good and happy life. That's my goal for myself in terms of what I want to do for other people. But yeah, it's like I overheard a conversation in the local supermarket and in my house, and it was I think there's two guys that knew each other, because where I live is quite community based, like everyone knows each other. And someone went, oh, like, how's life? Oh, how are you? Or whatever, just general talk. And he replied with one word, and he said surviving. And then he said something like, that's what work's about, isn't it? You work to survive. And I was just like, oh my.
I just think that's quite sad.
Yeah, I was just like, oh my God. Like, no, you don't work to survive. Mm. Like, you work to live. Like, even if you hate your job, you work. I personally have the attitude that you work to make that money to do things you actually enjoy in life. Like, even 100%. If you only get the weekend, like I know of like someone I can think of in our members, one of the people we train, she likes her job. I wouldn't say it's like her dream job. She likes it. She enjoys what she does. It's quite stressful and hard, but the money that she earns from it, she uses to travel. And that's her like kind of really big passion. Like, she loves traveling. And do you see what I mean?
Yeah, everyone's got their thing, which, like, you know, some people enjoy, like, materialistic things, you know, and other people enjoy things. Yeah. You spend your money on what you really enjoy, I suppose.
Yeah, so, like, what I mean is, like, in terms of, like, that whole oh, it's too late for me, or like, you know, like the person who's saying, oh, I'm just living to survive or working to survive, I guess, is having an attitude of like a defeatist attitude. And they're like, they're probably in the same mindset of the person who's saying it's too late for me.
Yeah.
And like, I know everyone who's listening who might feel like this is probably going to say, you wait till you're my age, or you wait till you're this age and you have these problems. And honestly, maybe my mind might change, but I don't think it will. Like, I honestly don't feel it will. Like, I don't think it's ever too late to change anything.
But it's just the way that people look at things, isn't it? And some people look at things in very different lights. Like you say, you're a very positive person and some people aren't.
Yeah.
But I think, like you said earlier, if anyone out there, if they are listening and they are one of those people that do think it's too late, then like you said, like, ask yourself, do you want to be happy? Do you want to be living your life the way you actually want to?
Yeah.
You're not just settling for living your life because you just think it's too late for you now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the other thing you have to like respect is that things that happen in your life have a massive impact in terms of like your thoughts and your beliefs. Because like, it's easy for someone like me to say this because things that have happened in my life are quite positive. Like, I have like, you know, had like, I wouldn't say hardships, but you go through your own stuff. Like, everyone has their own stuff, but I haven't really, like, I've had quite a positive thing in terms of like, you know, like, I tried a business and I succeeded. I've worked for myself and it's so far so good. Things are going well, like in terms of Body and Beyond and stuff like that. In terms of like, I haven't really gone through too many defeating moments in my life. There's been some small ones, but though, even then I've looked at them in a positive light, like, oh yeah, things will get better from here, or this was a learning lesson, things like that. And I think a lot of people who have a positive mindset tend to have had positive experiences in life. And I don't mean everyone, because you hear of like things like motivational speakers. Like, there was a guy that I saw on Facebook, his arms and legs, he has none.
I know that guy. So
for someone like that, like, yeah, he's had a negative life, but he's looking at things positively. Like, so I don't think it's always like, I think, yeah, when you've had loads of negative things happen to you, you still could probably find gratitude in what, like, there's some positivity in your life, and focus on that, and then kind of use that to drive you forward. And then, yeah, so then when you get to like a place where you're feeling like, oh, it's too late for me, you don't feel like it's too late for you because you're focusing on, you know,
positives.
Yeah, and the optimistic side of you rather than the pessimist side of you. Because even I have like doubts and stuff. Like, everyone has doubts. I'm sure the most successful people you see in the world doubt themselves all the time, but they don't probably let those thoughts overtake their positive thoughts, is what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Cool.
So Nikki, what are your thoughts on what we had to say? Do you think this podcast would have helped the person you were speaking to at work?
Yeah, I'm going to give a copy of this to them and see their thoughts on it. No, definitely. It was good that we covered some of the myth busting around it. And then, and then going on to your guys' top tips, because I feel like you guys may come across people with that sort of mindset more often than others. So maybe for the older listeners, it might be comforting for them to hear that there's other people that may be feeling like them, and how they've overcome it as well, and how to overcome it.
I'd like to actually say that it's not just about older people, because I know a lot of younger people feel like this as well.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I know people who are younger than me who feel the exact same way. So I don't want to sound patronizing when you're saying like older people.
Yeah, okay, fine, yeah. Like, the only reason I say that is because of the group that were there at the time when I... But I know,
yeah, exactly. I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're saying there.
Yeah. So like, because I know people who have just finished uni and they feel like, well, let's just say you, Nikhil, as well, because this was an excuse you gave me last year when you said you about going into fitness and things like that, about, you know, you've done a degree for so long in one field and you feel like it's too late to change now, or it's a way, like, you know, you've set your you're set in your way now because like you've done something for so long, and it's too late because you spent loads of money, you spent loads of time, and now it's too late to change it. And you have to just make your bed because that's what you chose. Like you have to just stick to it because that's what you chose. That's the field you chose to work in, and now you have to do it. Like I know, I literally can think of two people who are about 3-4 years younger than me who feel this way.
Yeah.
So what would you guys say to someone who's feeling like that then? Because
well, I guess from personal experience, you just have to try it. You have to just try it and keep going. Yeah, like you said, not everyone's going to have successes, and it's not always going to be smooth sailing for everyone. But even if you do encounter failures, hopefully they're just road bumps and you can get over them. But just try it. That's all you, you don't know unless you try. You could just sit back and just be like, oh, it's too late, or it doesn't matter, and then just always sit there wondering and thinking, what if? Or you could give it a go and okay, fine, fair, it doesn't work out. At least you know that it's not for you. But without doing that, you don't know.
Yeah, I think you touched on a really good thing there, because like with it's a lot of the time it's just fear. Like, so it's a fear of starting something. Like we mentioned on the last podcast, a lot of people who feel like they can't, they shouldn't, or they're just scared. Like, so how many times I'm personally like, one of my goals this year is to open a gym, and I kind of put it off all the time in terms of like looking or even speaking to an estate agent or, you know, managing things. I come up with excuses. And if I'm completely honest, it's because I'm scared.
Yeah, I can imagine. But it's a big thing though as well.
Yeah. And it's not even that I'm scared of failing, because I think if it did fail, it's whatever. Some people will be scared of failing. Some people be scared of change. And I think that's probably my situation. Like I'd rather not go into the unknown, because I don't know what it's like to be a gym owner. Things like that. Like, so it's like fear of failing, fear of what other people might think, fear of, like my case, like fear of the unknown. And then what happens in these situations is like, I always think to help people, this is advice I should give myself really, is what's the worst that could happen? Like if you did fail, what does it matter? Like what would actually happen? And like in my case, it'd just be, I guess I'd lose some money. And I guess I'd just start. I don't think it'd ruin Buddy and Beyond, but it'd just be like a case of losing money. And that's the worst that could happen.
Yeah.
And that's not really that bad.
Exactly.
Like, and then the same thing happens with, I don't know, someone who decides to change their career and it doesn't work out. You try again, you go to a new career. Like, you know, or like you fail and everyone thinks that you failed. Like the fear, like I said last week, the fear of actually the thoughts that you have in your head before you do it is usually worse than the reality of the actual failure.
I think people thinking about what other people may think as well, even I do it, but if you do fail, I think people would respect you more for trying it rather than saying, ha, you failed.
Yeah, but even if they did say, ha, you failed, what your fear of it beforehand is probably worse like them actually saying it. Because you don't, if it's like someone judging you after you failed, you just probably think that person is an actual idiot.
Irrelevant.
Like, yeah, like you'd be more annoyed than like feel scared about it. Do you get what I mean? So you just deal with the situation rather than like, there's no need to fear it is what I'm trying to get at. Which is probably advice I should give to myself.
Exactly, Vinay.
I mean, I don't really have much more to say. Nikhil, I know you wanted to discuss your topic to bring up. So is there anything you wanted to ask the rest of us?
No, that's it from me. I'm glad that you guys answered the question and gave your opinions on that topic.
I think it was a good topic, and hopefully a lot of people can take something away from it as well.
So let's wrap things up. So I hope everyone who listens to this podcast so far has enjoyed what we've had to say. We'd love some feedback. We haven't had too much actually feedback, but we have seen that people are listening. So it would be amazing if you could leave us a review on iTunes. If it's 5 stars, that's great. If it's not, then that's what we have to deal with. Our job is to improve and help you at the same time. So we'd love your feedback is what I'm trying to get at. And on the next few podcasts, what we'd love to have is guests on here as well. So if you're someone listening and you'd love to be on a podcast because you find what you have to say might be helpful to other people or the job you do, then please get in touch. That would be amazing. And if you have anyone in mind that you feel would be helpful to helping you get stronger, fitter, and happier with your life, then please let us know as well. And we'll get in touch with them and try and get them on the podcast. So this could be anyone. So it could be someone from like the health profession, someone who's done really well in business that is inspiring in terms of like what they drive you to do the same, a motivational person. It could be your friend. It could be someone who's seen amazing results in their body. Whatever it is, let us know and we'll try and get them on this podcast and grill them to help you guys out. That's it for me. If you guys have nothing to say, we're going to cut the podcast there.
I've got one thing to say. If you guys would like Leon, Sadie and Vinay to create a jingle for this podcast of them singing with their beautiful voices, let us know.
This is going to backfire. This is going to backfire.
Exactly.
I'm going to make you do it. All right. Well, that's all we've had today. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. You will hear from us on the next podcast is what I should be saying.
Bye.
Over and out.
Bye.